BMW presents Hypnopolis 2, Utopia in Progress. Episode 6, Dream World.
Jay and I stood on the wrong side of a reinforced door as the countdown to the extinction of humanity ticked on.
We have to shut it down, Freedom! Yeah, but how? Maybe we can just...
What happened to the alarm?
Careful. Maybe they came back.
It's okay. The coast is clear.
Oko, what happened?
I tripped the meltdown alarm to scare the bad guys back to their escape sub. Smart, huh?
And the nanobots?
Nanobots?
They're uploading a program to make every nanoswarm on the planet turn on humanity.
You mean they'll eat people instead of plastics?
That's the plan.
It's a lousy plan. Let's see what I can do.
Oko, do you have any idea what you're doing?
I'm not just a pretty face, you know. It's like that story about the guy with the hammer. It's all a matter of knowing where to tap.
No, did that stop it?
Don't look so surprised, dude. I'm a professional.
Oko, you're a genius.
And finally, they notice. For your info, I blocked the program upload so that all the other nanohives don't go nuts, and I canceled the release of Lemuria's swarm. Those ones will need deprogramming, but otherwise, the Western Cape is saved.
Thanks.
Oh, wait a second.
What? Has it started again?
No. This is something else. Foreign object detected.
Wait, foreign object?
Boss, get that panel open.
Okay.
What is that? A bomb?
It's no egg timer, Jay.
But Zeleny didn't plant this here.
What? Then who did?
Banks. Oko, if this thing goes off, will the nanobot swarm break loose?
I think that's why it's here, boss.
I don't get it. Is this a double cross?
If we stick around here, Jay, we'll never find out. But maybe we can stop it. Ow! Oko!
Sorry, boss. I got strict programming about not letting you blow yourself up. You twos, get out of here. Leave the bomb to me.
Looks like our sub is still here.
That's something. I was worried Zeleny might have taken it.
Well, let's not get too cheerful till we're back on dry land.
First things first, we find Zeleny.
He mentioned stasis chambers, right? If he plans on sleeping through the end of the world, they'd have to be close by.
Joy, how many private stasis facilities are there in New Cape Town?
Well, the only non-penal stasis facility in South Africa is the 12 Apostles Cryogenic Therapy Clinic, 22 minutes from our current location.
Bingo!
Then let's get to it.
This is the place, Angel. Do you like it?
It's beautiful.
Welcome, Adam.
Is everything prepared?
Now that you are here, everything. Come inside. This is it. The place of slumber.
When we awake, Governor, we shall awaken to a true paradise.
A new Eden.
A new Eden.
It's time. I shall see to final arrangements.
Thank you, Governor. The time has come for the chosen few to take their rightful places. When the earth is cleared for us, we shall be bountiful and multiply. Nadia?
Yes, Adam?
Choose a chamber, my love. See you in a century, Angel.
I love you, Adam.
Adam, Nadia, loyal members of the Chosen Few. This is the end of days. For you.
Nice place.
Mm-hmm. I see pods, but no occupants.
And I see an airship.
That's probably not important. Come on, we better get inside. It's Banks!
You!
Stop! She's heading for the airship!
It's probably not important.
Glyph, help! I'm slipping!
Jay, take my hand!
Back away, Agent Freedon. You might as well let him drop. I said back away!
If you're going to shoot, shoot! But his body's going to be harder to explain away than Zelany's.
You may have a point.
Thanks.
All right, enough's enough. My office is through here. Really, this should be champagne, but I only drink mineral water these days.
Where are Zelany and the Chosen Few?
Hmm? Oh, them. They're dead. They are all very, very dead. I mean, seriously, you can't leave people like that just running around, can you?
You set them up.
Of course. There I was, 3 years ago, minding my own business, running the most important intergovernmental organization on the planet, when those maniacs attacked my air purification project in Siberia. To make sure it didn't happen again, I was granted certain temporary powers to oversee the very global agencies who had so poorly failed Pangaea. Suddenly, I found myself running not only the most important intergovernmental organization on the planet, but also the most powerful. And I liked it. So I supplied Nadia and her people with the hardware necessary to break Zelany out of stasis and let them set about their great task. And they fell for it, as zealots always do.
What about all the people who will die when your nanobots get out?
Amazing view, isn't it? Yes, pretty soon Lemuria Alpha will blow up and release its nanobots right off the coast. But they haven't been programmed to eat people, Mr. Lin. That's just what Zelany thought. All he will have achieved is a massive, but nevertheless manageable, marine wildlife disaster. One that will be blamed on terrorism, and which will cause the emergency powers granted to Pangaea to become permanent.
And then what? You'll rule the world?
Sure. Why not? And if a gang of doomsday fanatics want to kill themselves helping me, well, I call that a win-win situation.
What about us?
Oh, you'll have to die too. Sorry, I can't afford to leave you alive.
Switch off?
Answer it. But give anything away, and I kill Mr. Lin.
Oko, where are you?
Tracking your signal. I couldn't defuse the bomb, so I brought it with me.
What?
What do you want me to do with it? We've only got a minute or so before it goes bang!
Tell it to take it back, right now!
Don't do anything stupid, Oko. Just listen carefully. Bring the bomb to us! Ramming speed!
No!
You got it!
You'll kill us all!
Jay, run!
No!
Incoming! Man!
Oko! This way! Hurry!
Oh!
Uh-oh.
Where do they keep the parachutes on this thing?
Not here, obviously. But that's the way out!
What do you suggest? We grow wings?
Almost! How about an electrified wingsuit? There's only one, but I'll carry you!
No way!
Come on! You like the bike in Morocco!
They stay on the ground!
Okay, maybe you're right. We'll try something else.
Oh, great. Like what?
Kidding!
Oh, damn.
Jay, people do this for fun! Hey, Joy, can you hear me on this thing?
Good morning.
Where's a good place to land around here?
This is Table Mountain, a prominent landmark of New Cape Town. Possessing a rich biodiversity, it's a haven for endemic flora and fauna.
Thanks. It's lovely.
I am never doing that again, Frieden. Ever.
You're welcome.
Well, great landing, boss. I didn't think you were gonna make it.
You could say that again.
You know, that's the trouble with you two. Always complaining about something.
With the chosen few gone, and Banks' scheme foiled, that was pretty much the end of the affair. A new governor of Pangaea was swiftly appointed, and its emergency powers even more swiftly withdrawn. For the world at large, the future was looking bright again.
I'm gonna miss the world when they put me back to sleep.
About that, I've been thinking...
Huh? What? Go ahead, Agent Frieden.
Congratulations on a mess well managed, Cliff.
Thank you, ma'am. I had help, though. A lot of help.
You mean Lynn?
Yes, ma'am. In fact, I'd say the world owes him something.
That's as may be, but it's time to bring him back in.
Yes, ma'am. They want me to bring you in.
That's okay, Cliff. I understand. It's your job.
I don't want to, though.
Appreciate it, but it's not up to you.
No, but what if it was up to you?
What?
I mean, if you ran, I'd catch you eventually. Unless I didn't. You're a brilliant hacker, after all. You could create a whole new life out there. No one would ever find you.
Cliff Frieden, are you saying what I think you're saying?
What I'm saying is, choose.
Hypnopolis is brought to you by BMW. Written and directed by Robert Valentine. Created by Young Fun Mutt and White Horse Music. Produced by White Horse Music and California Music. Engineered by Cyrus Aaliyah and Christian Nord. Recorded by Cyrus Aaliyah, Multi-Hygermeister, and Christian Nord. Recorded at Unity Studios and California Music Studios. Directed by Gavin Rain. Music by Nick Nowotny and Nico Cham for White Horse Music. Sound design by Michael Ferdy. Mixed by Christian Nord. Mastered at Master and Servant. Casting by VoiceOver LA and California Music. Artwork by Yongfan Mott. Voices. Nadine Nicole, Trailer Voice, Smart Bike, AI. Kyle Gold, Boko. Rod Keller, Glyph. Alex Mai, Jason Lin. Gabrielle Ortega, Nadia Corvo. Edgar Pevsner, Adam Zeleny. John Seltzer, narrator. Keaton Talmadge, Joy. Janet Peters, Ingrid Walter. Laura Welsh, guide. Deborah Marlowe, Banks. William Caston, warden. Max Dean, prison guard. Courtney Williams, newsreader, AI. Chris Murray, assault scout, reporter. Pavle Vasijevic, Russian prison guard. Dmitry Rosenthal, Russian prison guard.